Welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. I got my best homie next to me again, Justin Taze.
Justin Taze!
He says the same shit over and over. And like, the fact that we're getting into October right now is the trippiest part, right? I think, what is it, October 6th?
And we got Tomcat here, the host of the show.
Tomcat, a.k.a. Tom Thompson. Thank you, Justin. But also, good news, very good news, we have a fucking Instagram now. I don't do Twitter. I don't do Facebook. I haven't had Facebook since I was 17. That was 10 years ago. I'll almost 27. You could do that. Honestly, if you want to set up a Facebook, do that us. And we can, that way, maybe we could both sign in.
Yeah.
And then we could stream through. That's when we maybe get a little more popular and stuff. Yeah. But right now, it's called, just look up Strange Brew Canada on Instagram. It'll have the little symbol. I set it up where it's just going to be maybe pictures of us, where I thought about even taking a picture of us tonight, but we'll see after all this shit. But like seeing who the hosts are and stuff, and it kind of will have what episodes we've done. I posted pictures of certain episodes out of what numbers they were, but who cares? It's just like I edit photos to do with what our podcast is doing. So since, you know, October's ramping up and it's my fucking favorite time of the year. You know
creepy
why?
Shit.
Because I'm all into the creepy shit. I'm into the dark shit, right? I'm into all the ghosts. I'm into the reptilians, the aliens. But also, my birthday is right after Halloween.
That's like, why you're so
well,
fucked up.
Well, you know, I'm a Scorpio. That's also why I'm fucked up. My birthday's November 8th, right? So I was actually supposed to be born on October 31st around Halloween.
Oh,
but my mom's like, you didn't want to come out. And I was like, yeah, because I knew this world was so fucked. I literally say all the time, she's like, you never wanted to come out. You were just, I was like, yeah, I was cozy in there because I knew when I come out, I'm going to be a motherfucking fucked up person. You're going to have to deal with some fucked up shit. And my mom did deal with some fucked up shit. So what we're getting into to start off the ramp of the Halloween season, which is fucking sick, is we're an episode I wrote actually last year, but I edited and did new things. We're doing witches. Which is so
fucking
sick.
Right.
It's because it's like, you know, we have this thing of like having witches and like Halloween costumes and all that type of shit,
yeah.
Right? But like it did start from somewhere and everyone knows about like witches being burnt at the stake and all that shit. I hope you do. But like it's, yeah.
And witches turned into like Wiccans, gypsy,
okay,
this, that, and
yeah.
The other thing. There's all different
okay
views
gypsies
on
are
it.
Fucked.
But it's still a witch
yeah
kind of cult,
gypsies
right?
Gypsies get married when they're like 16 and shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know that?
No, I
so
don't care about that.
Yeah, it's very weird. So in a sense, witches and like witchcraft has existed for thousands of years. It is like true, like thousands of years. There's always been rumors of it. We'll get into the stories, how old some of these stories are. The word itself comes from Wicca. It means the wise one, which is kind of interesting, is like when that they're not really, they're looked at as like they're ridiculed now, right? In a sense, witches have, it's in a sense, the wise ones, considering witches have been considered like a demonic apparition.
Yeah.
Or like, in a sense, like a
evil entity or
yeah
a twisted mind.
Especially
of some
back
sort
then, where it's like, it's become even like Satanism and stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, oh yeah, well, let's mention we've almost finished a Mickey of vodka and we're drinking on some fucking gross ass Budweiser.
Really? This is better than what I brought last time.
Budweiser is not Canadian.
So?
Why they have
yeah
that?
Yeah, whoa, why?
We're drinking Budweiser, but it has the Toronto Maple Leaf, or the Toronto
Blue Jays and the Maple Leaf on here.
Well, that's the Toronto Blue Jays symbol.
Oh, it's got the leaf,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's got the leaf, too.
Sorry, don't watch
I don't
sports
watch sports, but I know yeah enough about them. Because
I know my Uncle Kenny plays lacrosse on a famous team. Kick-ass
yeah
sport, though.
So we're drinking on that. Like, we're not ever going to get as fucked as we did during the Great Alien episode. But we're going to have fun during this one because we did something so heavy last time. To me, it's super heavy. Like, reptilians is, like,
oh,
the heaviest
yeah
fucking
yeah
subject. If
that's
you want,
one that,
that's
like,
everything
kicks into everything.
Everything
yeah
comes together. Even stuff about Wicca, probably.
Yeah, dimensional
witches
things and all that.
And what they're
they
praying to.
It. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who knows what they're praying to? So, even, like, things throughout all history. Like, even the Witch of Endor, supposedly, is mentioned in the Old Testament with warnings to stay away from her. You know what I mean? In those old movies where it was like, you know, even
yeah
you remember the movie even like Sleepy Hollow? So like witches, you know, like you symbolize them, especially when I was growing up, more of like, think about it, Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
The
yeah
Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
That was
you
so
look at
green
it
skin, like the joke
warts
of it. Warts, yes. That was the whole Halloween
the
costume.
Bubble and
boil. Toil and trouble.
Something, yeah.
Or think about it too. No, it's a great movie, though. Hocus Pocus.
I don't know that one.
Oh, my fuck. People that watch and listen to this podcast are going to be like, what the fuck?
They Hocus all hate Pocus, me already.
Yeah. No, Hocus Pocus is was a Disney movie, but it was really well done. Where there's a good actress in it, but it was three witches that somebody read a spell from a book and they come back to life. But like it was, I'm surprised you've never seen this movie.
Whatever, I'm a grown man. Yabba dabba dabba.
Okay. Yabba dabba do. Were you?
I don't know. No. Did you watch the Flintstones? It's an Eminem song.
Okay. Did you watch the Flintstones?
Yes. Oh. Well, I know what the weird. Flintstones is. That's what I was for last Halloween. Me and my kid. She was Pebbles and I was Fred.
That's cute.
It was awesome.
That's sick. I like that shit. For some reason, Justin had a kid too young, but.
Shut your mouth.
shut your mouth. Fucking. So in a sense, like witches, like the whole thing about it too, they also were said to be like servants of Satan. Cause think about it, right? Yeah. That's how they, especially back then, how they would view them. Or like in a sense, simply misunderstood outcasts. Back then, if you were a woman that even had like even an opinion in the 17th, 16th century, you would not be looked at as appropriate. Yeah. You were supposed to follow the man. Yeah. You do what the man says.
Even men were witches, but it was warlocks.
Yeah. Throughout history, men... Well, that's true, actually. We'll talk about that even. Throughout history, many witches have been burnt at the stake. Some, indeed, committed acts of treason and murder, while others were innocent and simply could not defend themselves. You know, you would be accused of stuff. If you even mention something wrong, you're, like,
if
accused.
If they think it, then you're fucking done.
Yeah. Well, that's what even we'll get into about something later. So let's talk about Molly Dyer, okay? Molly Dyer was said to have lived in Leonardtown during the 17th century in Maryland. I'm not going to lie, I don't know where Maryland is. During the harsh winter of 1697, townspeople were suspect of Dyer cursing the town. Like, weird, right? Oh, so, like that's a lot of where it comes from. And it's weird. A group of vigilantes set fire to her house, and she fled to the forest, okay? So she, they pretty much accused her of all this stuff, and they're probably going to burn her house down and either burn her in public or lynch her at least.
Yeah.
Like hang her.
Supposed to drown a witch, guys.
But to keep it a little truer is a little more interesting sometimes and shit. Well, even find it hilarious every time you fucking burp.
Every fucking episode.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like it always is unexpected and shit.
I try to hide it.
I know. So she fled the town. She fled the forest. Let's fucking stay on topic this one. During like the harsh winter, everyone said that she was cursing the town. So they were going to burn her. She fled to the forest. This is where it gets trippy. Where she pretty much fled, it was winter. So it was a harsh winter. It was probably fucked outside. This bitch is crazy. She knelt beside a stone, kneeled down, put her hand upon this stone, and supposedly cursed the town, okay?
Okay.
Now, get this. Legend has it she was found frozen to death in the same position where she was with her hand on the stone. That's why they have history of this.
And almost like she died to curse the village. Town,
and get this. They say days later, after her obviously body was removed, mm-hmm. they probably burnt her so she wouldn't come back or some shit because she's a witch,
yeah,
right? And a few days later, her hand was imprinted into the rock. So think about like, you know how when there's like a nuclear disaster and people die instantly and their like shadows get formed on the wall?
Yeah.
It would be like her handprint in like black, or at least what I even could think. Imagine if it was pressed into the rock.
Yeah, yeah. See,
like a handprint like pressed into it. That would be even more crazy.
Oh yeah.
And the crazy thing is that the rock was moved to the town courtyard and is still there to this day. So wherever this is, I want to look up because I would love to go there and see this rock. Is her hand still there?
Yeah,
and if it's imprinted, like how you would imprint on cement, that was fucked to me because I thought that was trippy. Like you'd be tripping out. Like I would like, hopefully, if it's in the town, in the courtyard of the town, it fucking better have a handprint on it.
Yeah, exactly.
If it doesn't and you travel there, be like, where'd the handprint go? Oh, it wore off. Okay.
It wore off. It's all gone now. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
So this one's trippy. You like this one. Her name is Madame D. Brinsviller. All these are going to be old school fucking names, okay? This is an infamous incident during the reign of Louis the 14th or Louis the 14th.
Louis the 14th.
The famous French king.
Yeah.
This is fucked. He was the longest for 72 years he was king.
Holy shit.
So you think about how they say like, oh, people died so early.
Yeah.
How the fuck were those kings living?
Yeah, exactly. Can you say
reptilians? You know what I mean? It's true. Why would
they had all the highest, like, they had so much money, they could get the healthiest food, they could get the could best they? Medical
yeah, but why,
care.
So people in the town, yes, you have
for
cholera.
Us, that is a low grade.
I know, but you have cholera. You're not even back. I don't know what you had. You had so many diseases that came through, like the plague
yeah.
and everything, and all these
yeah,
crazy
no,
things.
Yeah, no, I understand.
This is during the 14th fucking Julius the 14th. So, which century this is, I actually don't exactly know. But, like, I don't look too deep into this unless we're talking about a specific subject.
Yeah, we're not
but
talking
was,
about him.
Yeah, it was the longest in French history, 72 years. So, like, if he was alive for even 72 years, that's fucking impressive.
Yeah,
because
and he obviously
what were you eating?
Made
because
it longer.
Because disease were still spreading, and things like, literally, like, things like sex diseases, like
yeah.
syphilis,
yeah.
were killing tons of people. Syphilis
because they didn't
was
have
a
the simple
problem.
Medical
supposedly,
care to get rid
yeah.
of it or hold it down.
Or even, no, syphilis, even nowadays, you can't get rid of syphilis.
No,
is
but
where
hold
you
it
go
down.
Blind, your fucking skin starts to deteriorate.
Yeah, but they can stop, like, AIDS and make it into, like, an almost
well,
like
there's,
HIV.
There's cures
but...
for AIDS and cancer. We'll say that.
Okay, that's getting into, like, the crazy
yeah, yeah.
shit, too.
Yeah, we won't mention that, but I'll say one point about that just quickly.
All right.
It is that pharmaceutical companies wouldn't make money if they cured a disease. If they prolong
exactly.
a disease,
yeah.
you'll keep buying the pills or the vaccinations or whatever they have.
It'll eventually kill you, but you'll last.
Yeah, but you'll last a little longer. The thing is, if they cured a disease, they would never make money. Simple as that. So back then, even, they didn't barely have a septic system or toilets, so even the kings wouldn't have the greatest of greats.
No, but it's better than others.
Yeah, I agree, but 72 years, that's fucking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this woman, Madame D, go hit a bull, fucking. So Justin's gonna hit a bull quick. I hit one
I'm
before the podcast.
Here.
We got a sativa blend. I told Justin that for this one, we're gonna do a sativa weed. To keep us awake, I usually do indicas. Indicas will put you out. Marijuana, we're talking about. Obviously. Well,
they don't know. Don't explain it.
Exactly. And the sativa weed will keep you awake, like Seth Rogen, a famous celebrity actor. His favorite weed is sativa because it can keep you working. You stay awake, but also has the health benefits. So this Madame D. Brillis bitch, okay, she was a fortune teller. She was into extreme torture. So she would torture fucking people. She was like Madame. If you had the name of Madame, you were like rich in a sense, right?
Yeah.
She was thought to have black masses.
Black what?
Masses.
Masses?
You listen to Black Sabbath?
Yeah.
That's about witches. The Black Sabbath is a fucking ceremony that witches used to do.
What's a
Burning
masses?
Burning witches at black masses.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know the lyrics, bro. I love Ozzy. So, like, in a sense, black masses were rituals based on black magic and shit,
yeah.
right? As you fucking listen to all this shit, but you don't
Ozzy
even know.
Ozzy was Kiss.
That's really
It's really,
really
sad. I know.
Gene Simmons is Kiss.
Thought Gene Simmons was Ozzy. You know, this
I
whole time, I've gone my
kid.
Whole life thinking when I'm watching
oh,
Gene Simmons and his family.
I could slap this kid because I love Gene Simmons. I'll say fucking one quote. Keep getting off topic because it's Justin.
Sorry.
And we've had too many already. But I'm saying this. One of my favorite quotes from Gene Simmons is, so he talks a lot about women and the way they are and stuff.
Yeah.
And what it is. And he said, for thousands of years since I crawl out of caves, women have wanted me to tell the truth and wanted men to be honest. He's like, well, I'm being honest. If you want to welcome me with open arms, you're also going to have to welcome me with open legs. That's why I like Gene Simmons. He doesn't
That's
give a
perfect.
Fuck. So this
That's true.
Well, this girl was like this woman, this madam was thought to have black masses. So that's like doing weird rituals. And in a sense, what it says next is killing children. So they would kill children, just like we talked about in the reptilian episode of, like, in a sense, for rituals to
yeah.
get certain magic properties out of it and to do rituals, like...
Yeah. And it's not like it's just women. He keeps saying girls and shit.
But
and
that,
all of these are girls' names, yes. but warlocks and witches
existed,
are all the same.
But the thing is, men could also hide it better, or
yeah.
they could at least... They were in positions that were more prominent.
Exactly.
Women
That's
were
what it was.
At as, you know, especially
women were
then.
On a lower scale
Male,
of
especially
importance.
Back then. Especially, man. So this is get right into the meat of it.
Now it's a lot better.
Well, like
it's the other
so
way around.
So this is fucked. She was like, she planned to kill King Louis. That was her plan, to poison him.
Oh, okay.
And at this time, there was a lot of poisonings going on. Like all these people were getting poisoned for
yeah,
some reason.
Probably
during,
just came out or something.
Well, the thing during King Louis's reign, the longest reign in French history of King Louis the 14th, a lot of poisonings were happening. For, like,
yeah.
People important, even lower-end people. Because maybe poison and things like, I don't know, arsenic and stuff became more readily for them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, instead of having to fucking go out hunting for a poison dart frog. So this is
trippy. You know how water can kill you? You know, if you chug enough water, it will kill you.
Yeah.
If you drink enough water, it will explode.
Drown yourself.
You'll drown yourself because your intestines can't handle how much water there is.
Your stomach's also at your third lung. Yeah. It does take in oxygen for you. Yeah,
this is a good fucking science lesson. High five for that. And so this is trippy. And when I read this, I was like, what the fuck? Because I remember this case especially is when she was accused of being a witch, she was made to drink 16 pints of water. So they made her chug it so it would be torturous.
Yeah.
Because it's probably painful towards your stomach and your whole intestines and stuff. It makes you feel like you want to burst.
Your throat.
And then they burnt her at the stake for good measure to make sure she was dead. Because she was probably already dead after they made her chug this water, forced her to do it, hold her mouth shut. Forced to
drown the man. They're doing it all wrong. Yeah, well, they say burn them. Yeah, but
they
did
drown them too. You're
no, they threw them in the water to see if they drowned or float.
Oh, and if they flew off, they were witches. Yeah, exactly. And none of them did.
Fucking.
As her trial was on, she also was accused of, this is fucked, it's ready for this one, poisoning people and she, like, in being a sorceress, okay? She was convicted of witchcraft and burnt in public. At this time, okay, she was only one of 36 people executed during all these poisonings that were happening, okay?
Holy.
And if you don't know about this, I hope you
know.
No
one else? Not a single person?
There was 36 other people accused of it.
But she was the only one.
No, they all died. Oh, okay. She was only one of 36 that got executed for all these poisonings.
And there was only, 16?
36. All poisonings?
How many poisonings?
I don't know. There was many, probably.
I thought I saw the number 16.
They were going on around 16 pints of water they made her drink.
Right.
So all these things were happening. 36 people were executed during the poisonings that were happening. And this is crazy. Have you ever heard of the Man in the Iron Mask?
Yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio had a movie about it.
Yeah.
Where he was supposedly a French... he got convicted. He was a French dude that got convicted of a certain...
Like a gladiator or some shit?
No. This is way past that.
Oh,
then
I'm thinking something else.
No, well, you're still probably thinking about the same thing. It was a movie and that Leonardo DiCaprio, where he was tortured and held in a metal mask. And supposedly...
Oh, they heated it up and smelted it to his face.
When I was reading this, I was thinking about, that's a good movie. I want to rewatch that movie.
That is a good movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio is super young in it,
too. He's my favorite actor. I'm not going to lie. Catch Me If You Can, my favorite movie.
Really?
I have it on DVD.
I've only seen it, half of it.
I have it on DVD. Really? You can take it if you want.
We got a bunch of movies we want to watch together.
Yeah.
So fucking, this is crazy. That's what I was talking about. The Man in the Iron Mask was also a suspect of the so-called poisonings. And that's why, supposedly, maybe that's why he was there. Because nobody really knows why he was there. Because people were just in this jail in the fucking, I don't know exactly what century this is. But think about medieval times.
Yeah.
And this guy had an iron mask where they literally melted it. So it stuck to his face where he could never take it off. And that was part of his punishment. And they say it might have had to do with all these poisonings.
The problem with that is it would come off. Like a scab.
Eventually.
But it would get
iron?
So infected, you'd die.
Mm. He would be dead before
this. He would be dead before it fell off.
Okay, let's get on to next one is Alice Keiteler. I guess it would be pronounced differently.
Kittler.
You think that's what it is?
Kittler? I think that's what it is.
Okay, Alice Kittler. It's it's with E's, so that's why I said Kittler. Keiteler. Alice Kittler. You're probably right.
First one's not
her. I hate pronouncing people's names.
I know.
The first recorded, this is actually trippy, this is the first recorded women condemned of witchcraft in Ireland. So all these burnings of witchcraft and stuff started in Ireland, man.
What?
Yeah, isn't that weird? In the early 1300s.
I would assume almost all this fucked up shit happened overseas, but I wouldn't pick Ireland.
I would guess Britain.
I would understand natives and shit doing that too, but I wouldn't think of that when I look back at history.
Yeah. Well, and
because we don't have that written down.
Well,
natives
had skinwalkers and stuff that they thought were aliens or trippy ass fucking beings.
Aliens, zombies. Yeah. They had all kinds
of
things.
This is why. This is interesting because she probably wasn't a witch at all. This is trippy. So this is the 1300s. Witchcraft is kind of probably this time, people, you don't have TVs. We don't have cell phones. So the next life and So, like, all, like, think about back then, like, I've read lots of books about this stuff, too, and it's like, back then, you had candlelight, and that's all you had in reading books. Yeah. That's it. Books were it. That was your entertainment, other than obviously going outside and doing shit, but your entertainment was reading. So, like, and doing spiritual shit.
Yeah,
so
I think for the most part, they'd be more out there doing stuff.
Well, they're out there doing stuff, for sure. But they're also getting diseases and dying.
Yeah, and when you go home at fucking the end of the day, maybe read a book or something.
Well, and that's what's fucked. And a lot of people got into the occult stuff and, like, worshipping certain things and what life is. Because the more you read about books, it's like people were reading about different things, right? So they get this. So she was married 4 times, okay? So that was weird. Think about the 1300s. Being married 4 times is very weird. And it shows you how marriage has existed forever. And I'm making a side point about marriage. Marriage was only put in place so men could own women. That was it.
Yo, even fucking in, like, the Bible, Adam had 2 wives.
And they also...
One, and then
the reptilian.
Did they? Oh, yeah, right.
So she was marked as an unusual woman because she had so many marriages. But maybe she was a fucking... maybe she was, in a sense, a modern day feminist for, like, being like, I'm a woman, I'm doing what I want. 1300s, man, that's fucked.
Yeah.
That's like a fuck long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
That's like medieval.
And imagine how hard it was.
Medieval time shit, man.
Like, imagine how hard it was when they pulled it off with everyone doing it, let alone this one woman trying to do it.
This is weird. After the fourth husband died, she was thought to have poisoned him. So his 3 kids. Thought she was a witch, and her other 3 previous husbands accused her of murder and that she was a witch.
Okay, no, I think she was killing people and murder or witching stuff.
Well,
up.
No, she only killed the one husband, but her 3 previous husbands
said she was killing people.
Said she was using sorcery and using witchcraft, and they accused her of murdering.
Yeah.
The husband that just died, because poisoning would be an easy thing, and you would not have medical fucking anything.
They
would
not
be able to tell.
They'd look at him and be like,
get to guess and think about it. Think about this shit. Doctors didn't even fucking wash their hands until, like, the end of the 18th century.
What?
During the Civil fucking War, everyone's getting their fucking limbs blown off.
Yeah.
When they first created guns, people are sawing each other's limbs off with swords.
They probably were like,
even washing their hands, and even in normal day, like, even in hospitals back then, and, like, encampments and stuff, they didn't even know to wash their hands, and all these people kept getting diseases in their fucking limbs they were stitching up and shit, and they were breaking up because these motherfuckers didn't wash their hands.
That's brutal.
Literally.
Yeah, and then you go from one person to another person.
That was the end of the 18th century. We didn't even doctors didn't even wash their hands till the fucking beginning of the 19th century.
At least we had doctors.
They didn't do much. Everyone died or had fucking, like, gangrene, all these crazy diseases.
Yeah, gangrene
was
bad.
So think about that. This is the 13th century. If you were to kill someone from fucking poisoning them, you'd cut open their body, even would they know to cut open their body to check for it? Like an autopsy?
No.
They probably wouldn't.
Not
fucked.
For the most of
fucked,
them.
Okay. So she was accused of even animal sacrifice. So, like,
she
would sacrifice animals to, like, the thing is, maybe she was just experimenting. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm going to kill this cat, see if something happens. Maybe I'll pray to some god. I'll wipe the blood all over myself.
Yeah. Because,
like,
she could have even been trying to pray to God, but, like you just said, instead of fucking witchcraft.
I think a lot of times they were trying to pray to something higher, but she
also, and then it turns into something else.
She was accused of being worshiping Satan and her powers to control and manipulate Christians. I think this is, like, them about being super paranoid.
Yeah.
It seems like they're paranoid. Even one of her servants were tortured. So she obviously had money. If you had servants back then, you had money. You know what I mean?
Wait, if she had servants, what time did you say this was? You say medieval,
1300s.
But this is overseas still?
Yeah.
Haven't even started America?
No.
Wait, 13?
1300s. So this is this is before even medieval times.
I didn't even think they had slaves.
Medieval times started within the 15th century. I hope I'm fucking saying this correctly, but I think that's when it started ramping up with knights and stuff and, like, the round table kind of shit.
Wow.
So this is even before then. And
this is
just
tribes of white dudes.
Yeah, in a sense. And one of the servants was tortured until she confessed of Alice's guilt of being part of witchcraft. So think about this. She didn't want to admit it. She probably didn't do any witchcraft, but they just tortured this bitch, her servant, until she confessed of something. yeah, she did it. Fuck, stop doing this to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So before Alice's execution, she fled the country, maybe to England, some say, was never to be heard of or seen again.
She just ran away.
Yeah, she fled.
Yeah.
Cut your hair. Back then, throw
you don't even
makeup.
Gotta cut your
no,
hair.
You're
you just
shit.
Gotta keep going away
no one's gonna
far
know
enough
shit.
That they aren't gonna find you.
That's why I love history and I love, especially shit back
honestly,
then.
Honestly, I wish I lived back then.
You do not. You wish you lived back then for 10 minutes.
No, I don't care if I'm gonna get sick and die. I have literally
no.
the freedom of life.
No, but you think about it. And no technology, you're dirty as fuck. Everybody smells like shit. Literally like shit. There's
that
a
would
crazy
be gross.
Disease. Everybody's sick. You're just like shitting all the
you
time.
You wouldn't know the difference.
The thing is, you would though. If you went back there and
I
had the
would
experience,
bathe myself and I would teach someone to bathe so that I can fuck them.
That would.
And they'd be like, oh yeah, marry me. And I'd be like,
what?
All right, I'm
gonna
take five other wives to do everything
so
else.
So Justin's gonna go back. He's gonna tell these women to bathe themselves. He's gonna tell them to shave their fucking super ass hairy vaginas, okay?
I will do it for them if I gotta.
And then all the men are gonna accuse you of time travel and witchcraft, and you're gonna be dead.
I'm gonna tell them that I got bugs.
No,
by having
no.
a hairy ball
also,
sack or something.
Also, what would be a good excuse? Bring your cell phone back. Show them that. Be like, you're all dead if you even fucking do something. And just play music and just be like, this is gonna kill you if you listen to this long enough. And you could play the music, rap. They would be like, what the fuck is this? They would not even
but
know what
to
cell
music.
Phone is.
That's fucking like, scary. I wouldn't want to do that. They'd kill me
yeah.
on the spot.
Well,
they'd be
or
like,
they
no,
might
this
think you're
done.
A god.
A what?
A god. Maybe of some sort
Ooh,
of like.
Maybe that's what gods are. Time
okay,
travelers.
So let's
Sorry.
Get back
Off
to
topic.
The story because we can end on something fun. So this one's fucked. I like this one. So it's Agnes Sampson. Sampson. Okay.
Oh, I got time to take a piss.
So Agnes Sampson. Her name's Sampson, but if you've seen Half Baked, where the main drug dealer is named Sampson, so like Sampson.
I figured it out.
Yeah. Fucking love Bushville. Agnes Sampson was a midwife and a healer in a village in Scotland in the late 16th century. Think about it. We just talked about the first witch convicted of this stuff in that was burnt essentially at the stake in the 13th century in in Ireland. Now we're in Scotland and it's the 16th century. On Halloween night on 1590. Yeah. No, it just always kept going.
Yeah, but it fucking spread.
1590. Pretty much she was said to have attended witches at a witch's Sabbath. Hosted by Satan. So like a Whoa. Black Sabbath or a witch's Sabbath was they summon Satan.
Like the German hilltop where they summon Satan every year and they do the witch's
kind of
Sabbath
thing. Yeah, I don't
kind
know.
Of thing.
Yeah, I'm surprised you know what that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they do certain, like it's called the Sabbath and they do certain things too. Like they will, like we talked about how the reptilians like that shit. No wonder this exists. Even back then was they would sacrifice children or animals towards Satan.
And those are your gods, right?
Yeah, in a sense, right?
Back
and
then you would have
thought
you
think
that
you were doing that for Satan, but you're actually doing it for an alien being that enjoyed that shit and thought it was funny.
Yeah.
They summoned.
I thought it was funny.
I don't know if they have a sense of humor.
I don't
I never
think
thought
that
about
a reptilian
that.
Would.
Have a sense
maybe
of humor?
Maybe a gray. But a gray's more robotic.
Yeah, I
so
know.
Maybe.
I would like to meet a reptilian and be like, yo, do you have a sense of humor? Like, they're
actually,
Pleiadians.
I think they'd be more twisted senses of humor. Like, you're sitting there fucking begging for mercy.
Yeah,
and
laughing.
At you.
Or, like, thinks AIDS is funny. You know?
Yeah, I guess. You know? I'm immune, bitch. Yeah. I don't die.
I don't give a fuck. So, like, this is weird. So, during this Black Sabbath or this Witch's Sabbath, they supposedly summoned a great storm over the North Sea. It was meant to sink the ship of Queen Anne, the wife of King James. I do not know that numeric number. I think that's King James VI of England, who was sailing towards Scotland. I'm pretty sure that's either the...
Oh, no, six.
I'm pretty
V
sure
is
that's
five.
Six. Yeah. V is five, so V with one.
X is 10.
I'm fucking 100% sure that's the... King James VI of England was sailing towards Scotland. Things didn't... they weren't expected to go as planned, pretty much. Like, they just didn't go with the way... They never will. Things didn't exactly go as planned, but the queen was indeed a force. Like, she didn't want to be forced to abandon the ship, but she was. Later, the king himself was sailing on the North Sea and a violent storm broke out, summoned by supposedly Agnes Sampson. She supposed to be summoned the storm during the Black Sabbath, or at least that's what's said. And the midwife was to believe to start the first witch hunt craze in history. During the same year, Agnes Sampson was burned to the stake and was the first victim in North Berwick, the witch trials, which saw 70 executions. So think about this. So they supposedly this woman, Agnes Sampson, was accused of doing these black mask like trials, or the black trials, black mask like killing children for the worship of Satan or the worship of the devil. Satan and the devil are two different things. And doing all these like you'll be surprised. But the thing is, like, so they were, they're always just accusing, especially women, of all this shit. And that surprised me. It's all 70 executions. They just murdered 70 women because of things they were doing. But at the same time, they were probably doing something in some sense, like,
that makes them seem bad.
To me, like, I'm going to mention, isn't that fucked? That the fact that, like, that for centuries, this part, that women have been accused of shit all the time, and that's like fucked
even
me.
Still, but now it's turned around both ways.
It's turned around both ways in many fucked up different ways. I don't want to get into that. No, when the fact that like women just won their like right to vote in within the 1920s, right?
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was the 1800s.
No, it wasn't. It was 1920s
when the movement happened. I'm bad at history.
I'm pretty decent. If I'm drinking, I just don't remember certain eras. But the thing is, like, that this was like the for centuries upon centuries. Yeah. Like, men were accused and lynched and killed for certain things too. Yes,
and but they're probably their whole families with them.
Yeah, and then with the witch trial shit, like there's
a woman. It was
we'll
different.
Get into it. There, we'll talk about the Salem trials. But there's the show about the Salem witch trials, and it shows a good depiction of like that maybe this could have been happening, but also maybe people were accused of certain things and shit. And it is very interesting that, like, is this, like, real in a sense that, like, they executed 70 women and in a fucking North Berwick, which is a place in fucking Scotland, 70 people within, like, a year.
Looking for the one girl?
No, just because they accused someone, some guy. Somebody was like, I saw this bitch sitting on her knees, burn a fire. Okay, I'm tired. I don't know why I'm going into a fucking
redneck. That redneck. Was perfect. That's probably what it was back then.
No, but not in Scotland. Okay, so I'm not doing the accents.
I don't know it.
They would be like, I'm not even going to try. If I bracket, I'm not going to try. But like, that they would just be like, I saw her doing so-and-so in the forest or doing this or having sex. Yeah. Anything. If your wife cheated on you, you could be like, I think she's a witch.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw her doing this shit. Yeah, like, you know, I saw her like, burning a piece of paper. Oh, shit. So let's get into the next thing. What would that be? Angel or Agnel? It's Angel with an E on the end.
Angel?
Angel.
Angel?
Well, okay, so this next one is Angel de la Brathy. Barthy, I can't fucking pronounce his name. This is what we were talking about.
Barth,
Barth.
I think Barth.
Oh yeah,
is
agree.
Right.
I agree.
I don't know the first one.
I'm just gonna say, I'll say Angel de la Barth. Her fucking name is super French. I'll just call her Barth. Oh fucking Christ. Barth had sexual intercourse with the devil. Rumored. That's fucked.
Oh, it's that one.
Yeah, in an affair which produced a son. Supposedly a sort of half man wolf snake beast who fed on babies. I did not read this. What the fuck? Okay, so this woman had a baby, and she was accused of having sexual intercourse, so fucking Satan, or fucking the devil, and she birthed out a half-man wolf snake fucking beast who fed on babies, I guess.
Whoa.
I just suppose this is too priceless.
The funny thing is, there was a camera for this.
The funny thing is, she was a wealthy noblewoman. And she lived, this is way back. This is before the fucking trials. She who lived between the 12th, 1230 and 1275. So
12,030?
Yeah. So before the 13th century, so.
Isn't that like BC?
No.
No?
No. That wouldn't be BC yet. No. But 1230, that's fucked. Think about that, it's 2018, almost 19.
No, that's fucked.
So this woman supposedly birthed this crazy baby, Tell Lucy, in France. So it was in France. So this was like, I couldn't even imagine what it was like in the 12th century. What the fuck? Like,
definitely nothing? The place of love, eh? Even Satan gets laid.
That's fucked. Like, I can't even imagine this. So she was supposed to be adopted.
Wait, the kid or the girl?
The Barth? Woman. So we were talking about this woman. Yeah, so she was supposed to be like, during these times.
Her parents probably died.
She lived from 1230 to 75. So she was a Christian dualist movement deemed like they went all crazy by the church, and she was accused of witchcraft after a series of babies mysteriously disappeared in the area. And the funny thing is, she confessed to her sins. So maybe she did do this shit. She like literally like took a bunch of babies and probably sacrificed them. Yeah, towards exactly. Satan. And after being severely tortured by the Inquisition, this is when this was going on. When the French Inquisition was going on, and the French Revolution was kind of barely even ramping up.
But
this
you got to remember, she's looking at Satan as God. That's the only reason she thinks Satan is like God.
So yeah, exactly. And then so like her name was Angela. Jesus fuck. It's because we're keeping that in because that's retarded. Her name was Angela de la Barth. That's her fucking
name. That's obvious.
Angela was actually presumed a witch, and then she was executed during the medieval witch hunt. So medieval times, I told you, was the like medieval the 1200s, witch hunt. Yeah, yeah. 1300s, 1400s.
We were literally just talking about that. That was all for the other girl, though.
Yeah, but this is like this was before the first one in Ireland. That was recorded.
The first recorded, but then this one, that's what they thought. Right?
Yeah, exactly. At the time, in Ireland. Especially. Yeah, in Ireland it would be the same, but that one's fucked. I didn't even read that one because I was like writing it out and shit.
Yeah.
And like do a thing, but that she had the half man wolf snake.
No, that's fucked
fed
up.
Fed on
and
babies.
That, honestly, that is what I would expect from a Satan spawn.
And if that was true, I'm or not it saying looks it is, like or if it sister. Is, she was just sacrificing babies either way.
Yeah,
and to
yeah,
take a bunch
yeah.
of people's babies. Fuck,
I know.
Like sacrifice.
I wouldn't know what to do.
So here we go. Mother Shipton, her name was Ursula Southill. Southill was born a teenage mother.
Shipton.
No, Southill.
You spelt it different there.
No, that her name was Mother Shipton. That was her nickname. Kind of thing, right? So, was born a teenage mother who was turned to accused of witchcraft. She was a deformed child. Oh, I didn't read this one, Jesus.
She was?
Yeah, she this witch that was accused of witchery, Mother Shipton, she was a deformed child with twisted legs, a large head, and sunken in cheeks. Just like most stories of portrayed witches, she was very ugly to villagers. Believed she was the daughter of the devil. And she was suspected of witchcraft.
Yo, that's an alien's description.
Weird, I know. But the twisted up legs, you know what it is? She had a fucking disease, or she was born.
Or she sat with her legs all
No. That back then, you can't say anymore, but we didn't have retarded children or people with mentally handicaps or deformative handicaps at all. We see that something normal nowadays. Back then, the fucking 80s or the fucking 70s, they used to throw handicapped children in a fucking mental institution, keep them all locked away where they're shitting and pissing on each other. Man, you don't know that shit? Yeah. Fucking 50 years ago, 40 years ago, any kid that was even born handicapped and their parents couldn't handle it, they would put him in an asylum, and they would just, like, live in their own filth, and nurses didn't know
They're the happiest people ever.
People that have mentally handicaps where they have sexual urges that they don't understand, where they're jerking off everywhere? That exists.
That is different.
That's what I'm saying. They could these people in one place.
Yeah.
We're not getting into that shit. Sorry. That's just even scarier. Yeah. I can show you documentaries that would make you like be like, what
no,
the fuck?
No, some of that shit's fucked
insane
up.
Insane asylums, they used
to
if
that.
A parent couldn't handle them even during fucking like the 80s, 70s. And think about what it was during the war. Yeah. My kid was born mentally handicapped. They didn't understand what to do with it or even deformed.
I know this sounds bad, but I thought they just put a shotgun in the back of their head and blew the trigger.
That happens sometimes, but a lot of times they know what to do
with
them.
I'm happier with that than them being thrown in a shit.
I know, and we
could
get into
cellar.
A topic about that because I believe that you know, to your soul inhabits a body, and to for your soul to inhabit a body that didn't work correctly, your soul would feel trapped.
Yeah,
sounds like fucked. Get it? Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I get in the shit. Like me and my girlfriend.
Oh, you always get fucking. I know that.
So, like, they believe this witch to be super ugly, and this was during the 1488 to 1561. So, yeah, she lived pretty long.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Yorkshire. So this was in like England, right? Yeah, Yorkshire. Strange things happened around her as a child, like weird flying objects and sorcery. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's
Yo,
like that.
That's trippy.
That new movie, I don't know what newer She's a little old. Some chick, and she's like in the cafeteria and goes.
Yeah, like Carrie.
That's what it is. Yo. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's a great movie.
I want to see it real bad.
It's a good movie. I got tons of horror movies I can show you, especially because it's getting Halloween. But like, so all these, like, the stay on the topic, and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So all these things started happening with Sorcery. She lived in an outcast, but also she possessed, supposed to be a great talent. She was a clairvoyant. You know what a clairvoyant is? Cracking those beers.
Ew.
Clairvoyant is someone who can see into the future or project themselves somewhere else. Like, there's clairvoyants that can supposedly see what's like on Mars and shit, and like some trippy shit. We can't get
like
into some
from your own mind.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So it's like, yeah.
I know what you mean.
It's trippy as fuck. So it like. She was seen to, like, see in the future and stuff and be all this, like, it seemed her reputation matched of that of Nostradamus. Nostradamus predicted, like, even 9/11, and, like, you wouldn't even imagine
what
he predicted.
Yeah, he was a very important
As she predicted
person.
Numerous events and even distant future may have actually came true.
Many.
So all this girl predicted a bunch of. That's maybe why she was called Mother Shipton, because she was seen as like Mother Superior,
a mother,
kinda.
A helper. You're higher than me, so
in,
you're
like
my
a nun.
Leader.
You know how Mother Superior is supposed to be. The
oh
nun,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, Mother Teresa nowadays.
Yeah. Exactly. So a lot of these actually, I printed out and like saw different things and like kind of took these subjects from other websites and stuff, just like a source material.
Yeah.
And so some of these the end ones I haven't even read really. Marriott.
John's daughter?
I took this straight from the shit. In the 17th... Oh, makes sense. Sweden. John's daughter. I can't even... Like,
yeah,
I couldn't
no,
even,
they
yeah.
got that stupid accent. So, not stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly,
what you mean.
I like accents. I love accents.
We're in the 17th century of Sweden. John's daughter once rode a man as a horse. To the legend says in a meadow of Black Yella. This is in
Save
Sweden.
Save a horse, ride a
cowboy. Exactly. Where she was frequently attended Sabbath, which is like rituals and stuff. On another occasion, she and her sister rode cows to the same place, Black Yella. They slaughtered these cows. Obviously, this meadow, that's what it is. It's a meadow in the middle of nowhere, probably, where they were doing, she was doing these, like, rituals and slaughtering these cows. Oh, and they had, supposedly, again, had sex with the devil. Or at least that's what her little sister claimed. Her little sister claimed.
Whoa.
So they went out to this meadow, and first they rode a man like a horse to this meadow. People were obviously saw that somewhere.
Yeah,
and was
obviously.
Like, what the fuck? And then, so then they said that they rode their cows there, two cows. And then her sister, because it was the two sisters, supposedly slaughtered the cows for sacrifice, right? And then they also have rumors of her also having intercourse with the devil. And her little sister attended these things with her. So she probably, think about it, she probably saw... in her mind,
something totally different.
They killed these cows, they sacrificed them, and if things that I believe are even close to true, that maybe back then, before we were distracted by television, all these things, our mind were a little bit more open and closer to nature and consciousness and stuff.
We're more electronic.
That she maybe did see her fuck the devil, but maybe it wasn't the devil, maybe it was the reptilians, because the reptilians actually fucking influence us and get into our dreams and rape us on purpose. That's why, like, and
or
like
maybe the devil's truly something beyond anything we'll
I don't
ever
think
understand.
That though I highly believe that the devil is maybe a higher being that was a fallen angel, but I also believe that we interpret on this earth the devil being the reptilians, because the reptilians put that into our minds to have some ultimate force of good and evil.
With the reptilians being ditched out of their galaxy by the idea
and
of their
finding
beliefs,
these people that they can manipulate.
I think this is hell. And that is why the devil hit Earth, because that's where everything was going down.
My grandma always said that this is hell and everywhere else is heaven, is that we were...
Heaven is the skies.
Well, heaven doesn't...
Hell is within Earth.
Yeah, and we're all gods and are right when we die, all this shit. So, like, the thing is, her daughter could have, like, or her daughter, her sister could have thought she was, like, having sex with the devil, but it is actually a reptilian alien fucking her in this translucent state.
Yeah.
And she sees it as, like, a devil, something with horns or, like,
maybe
scaly
even
skin.
Had it. Who knows?
You
right?
know what I mean? Who fucking knows? So, the weird thing is, like, this is crazy. So, her sister eventually, like, accused her, and so did other people. She couldn't be executed during the laws at that time. However, during the witch craze, grew bigger and bigger. So, like, all these people For some reason, during like literally like 500 years, all these women are just being accused of being witches all the time.
Oh my God.
All different countries, because it was spreading.
Because they were probably being very secretive, and they talked to the women next door.
If you think if what we talked about on the last episode about reptilians, if they are influencing all our minds, if it started in one country, and then like other people, we have the shared consciousness that you talk about, that one person thinks about it, there was literally a study where monkeys were adapting to learning how to use materials to cut down trees and building actually weapons. And another race of monkeys. Another race of monkeys on a totally different continent literally learned the same thing at the same time as the other ones because we have a shared consciousness. They literally, it's fucked. I'm not going to get into that. But how that, in a sense, all these things are happening in all different levels of reality, and like all these people are being accused of being witches. All the 17th century, the 15th century, through hundreds of fucking years.
And
it's
like
weird.
Even just the thought of it spread through everyone.
Well, in a sense, so during this time, according to law, she wasn't but as the craze drew bigger, like Sweden, it seemed to be always a chill place because they didn't want to execute her.
Yeah.
They didn't want to, especially even back then, the 17th century, maybe we shouldn't do that. But Sweden laws changed, requiring confession. So she was accused again in 1672 and sent to her death by decapitation after being burnt at the stake.
For the same
For the same thing. So eventually her sister was like, you have to confess to this. What is going on? So get this. They cut her head off. And then burnt her at the stake. Not after or before. They decapitated her before being burnt at the stake.
I don't think it makes a fucking difference.
It does not make a difference. It does not make a fucking difference. It will never fucking matter.
Still a whole page, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got fucking a couple more cases, and we're going to get it. Because this is good. I added more because it's interesting. So Mary LeVay, we'll just get right into the last couple stories.
LeVay,
you think that's how it's pronounced?
I've seen the name.
Okay. She was born a free woman of color. And a Creole, I don't know what that is, in Louisiana in 1801. The state where voodoo dolls were made famous, which is true. Like, all the voodoo stuff came from Haitian. And it came from Hades.
Yeah.
So Haitian culture brought over voodoo. And they moved to New Orleans and Louisiana.
Hades has always
Orleans.
Been a really bad
state. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
They got destroyed by a bunch of shit. They willing to hear this.
They're still terrible.
She was supposed to be a voodoo practitioner and became an icon of practice. So everyone knew of her, known as the Voodoo Queen of New Orleans. According to folk legends, she was beautiful and wise woman who could easily intimidate anyone, even police. Were intimidated by her. She practiced medicine. World leaders came to her seeking advice. She was greatly talented in performing voodoo rituals and held the ranks of a supreme witch. She performed necromancy and mind control and telekinesis and pinning, which I don't know what the fuck that is.
She was extremely hot, and she convinced everybody to do whatever her pussy told it to.
Exactly. A thousand years of depths where they've talked about this. During ceremonies she held in 1874, 2,000 participants attended the events. 12,000 participants. Not 2,000. 12,000.
Yeah.
That's crazy. She died peacefully
especially
in her home.
Especially back then, because that's not one village.
Her daughter also... So, this is a voodoo woman that everyone came to. A witch that everyone in the 18th century, because she was black.
They were more followed along that shit because they were the more native. They had more in-depth
while they're also being enslaved, and it's like, fuck, they let her do what she wants, but while they're enslaving all her ancestors.
Yeah, they had a lot of slaves that did a lot
of
fucked up.
So we have three more
stories
getting into the meat of this shit. Agnes Waterhouse, England's most infamous witch, most famous especially. Agnes Waterhouse supposedly dealt with the devil, cursed people, and murdered her enemies using black magic. She also owned a cat named Satan, which I fucking love. That's sick.
That's kind of cool.
She sent to kill her enemies and livestock, and even enemies themselves were scared the fucking shitless out of her. She did confessions everyone accused her of being a witch, so she was like, yeah, I believe my cat's name is Satan.
Yeah,
I'm done. Her name is Mother of Waterhouse, because obviously people came to her probably for certain things. Agnes was the first witch accused.
Too?
No.
I get what you mean.
And the funny thing is, people also accused her, though, and accused her of being a witch, and she was sentenced to death by secular court. So back then it's probably Supreme Court. yeah. secular would be like certain people. Her trial had nothing to do with the church. Weird, I did not read this. She did not repent. Oh, so she didn't give a fuck. Saying that Satan had told her to, told her she would die by hanging or by burning, and that she was, her bravado didn't last long. Oh, so she was like, oh, Satan has me, I'm fine. He told me he was going to burn me on the church. But when she went on her way to a hanging, she confessed to, once killing a man and falling for him because of his belief in God was too strong and protecting him. And she died praying for God's forgiveness. That's fucked. So during all this shit, she's like, you know, Satan told me to do this and yeah. I love Satan. And then when she was on her way to her fucking like death, she was starting to confess to God of her sins.
Either way, she's going to hell. Either, if that's a thing.
If that's not a thing, but I'm saying that either hell's as a manifestation we've gone over of the
this,
mind.
This is hell. And yes, yeah. manifestation of the mind. It's how you perceive.
If you're on your deathbed, dying of cancer, regretting your mistakes.
Even in your daily life. Yeah. I picture life as hell because my life just fucking sucks.
Well, you shouldn't look at your life as that.
No, I have enough good points in my life to wake up each day.
Exactly. You have a kid that's good enough.
That's all. Oh,
we just put on Jason X because we finished and Jason's.
I didn't
up
even
everybody.
Notice he changed this, but yeah. I saw some motherfucker getting fucked.
So that one was I remember like that story, but that's also pretty trippy. That like it's fine. Like she prays all this. You call her cat Satan, and then you're being a little
and
bitch
then
by
you
the end
snap
of it.
Snap out, and if she goes to hell, well, then she's gonna get
there
fucked.
There is a
up
rumor.
For...
Well, there is a rumor that Antoine Levy, the guy that created this Church of Satanism and Satan. Is that, I don't believe this, his daughter said this, is that on his deathbed, he was crying to God and saying that he saw a demon and shit. If he saw a demon, it was a reptilian fucking with him. I guarantee
it. Or
it
was
it.
His next life where he's just fucked.
Or no, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
I believe
that
in
what,
reincarnation.
I don't, but I don't, we'll talk about that. We can't get into some of the shit because it's going to get into more reptilian shit. How they use the grid to keep us reincarnating into the next world.
I believe there's a very big difference in all of that
all
jazz.
Of this. The thing is, all that jazz.
It's
okay,
another
so
topic.
Next, the biggest topic we have right now is fucking, we're doing the Salem witches. So this is the last one we got. Yeah, we're getting there. And we're doing the Salem witches. Oh. So the Salem witch trials, it all started in the beginning of Salem witch trials, it was started at the beginning of 1692. So, everyone knows of this. Salem, Massachusetts. Massachusetts. It's fucking, it was the beginning of all the shit. Everyone knows that more of any other case. Reverend Samuel Paris, his daughter and niece began to act strangely, having fits of screaming, throwing things, controlling themselves in bizarre positions. So, they were contorting themselves in bizarre positions. So they were like bending their arms behind their heads and like
looking
doing,
twisted like the fucking Grudge.
So in Salem, it was a colony in Massachusetts. Massachusetts, I fucking know how to
pronounce
it. Tussets, Massachusetts. In this colony, and when they first start coming over here, so they build this colony, started building buildings. The doctors, see, they had doctors back then, they didn't wash their hands. The doctors came up with a reasonable explanation. It was the devil's work. Yeah, see, it's always the devil. The girls were blamed, three women for their bizarre behavior. So these little girls blamed a slave, a beggar, and an old lady. They named these three girls why they were acting so bizarrely.
Yeah.
And then all these things started happening. Everything gets fucked up. The whole Salem witch trials were fucked. They all were fit a description of outcasts. Women that didn't fit in, right? That were weird.
Anyone that was different.
Got burnt.
That's
burnt.
Fucked up and claimed to be a Satanist.
Yeah, or even anything. They even
anyone that was a Catholic would kill anyone that was not a Catholic.
But the thing is, even if they were a Catholic, if they were just weird... They would, doesn't matter. If you, they could be like,
I
believe in God, trust me. No.
I don't give a shit, you're different.
You're dead. This funny thing is, they blamed all these people, and all three of these women, claimed to be outcasts. The slave confessed, the one slave that they accused, she confessed to making a deal with the devil, and also claiming there was other witches in the town seeking to hunt down people that didn't believe in Satan and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the unpure towards Satan's eyes in a sense.
Yeah.
Hysteria soon took over, crazy. Like people were going nuts, and there was the Salem witch trials were fucked. Like they were literally like crazy, And so, like, a bishop, Bridget Bishop was the first woman, Bridget Bishop was the first woman to be executed as a result of the Salem witch trials. 18 followed her in the Salem Gallows Hills, so they would just keep, like, hanging all these women for being accused of witches.
Just killing everyone they can, hoping to get rid of them.
Well, exactly. More than 200 people were accused of witchcraft. And at least 19 of those were executed by hanging, while others died in prisons. The infamous trial began the whole paranoia, and then people started realizing the injustice of it and how, why is this happening? And why all these people getting accused were, they definitely did drown them too and shit like that, like, and did fucked up shit like that.
Yeah, they seen if they floated like a duck, and if they didn't, then
Or if they didn't float, the whole thing was, when they were drowning them, they would tie them to a chair or different things, or even tie them up and push them off, and if they didn't rise up and fly.
But Monty Python. You throw her in the water and she floats like a duck.
Did you watch Monty Python's The Holy Grail?
Yeah.
That movie is fucking so funny.
I've watched like all of those.
See, this kid knows about Monty Python. It's like my grandfather loved. And like shit that's literally from the
70s. I should probably be like a century old by my brain waves.
But not with some of the movies you watch, obviously, if you don't even know what Hocus Pocus is.
Okay, but... Monty Python is
great. Let me mention this one thing about he's like the knights from Neat Neat. Like, it's fucking, that movie is fucked. When he keeps cutting off the knight's arms, he shows up. They're supposed to be knights of the Round Table. King Arthur shows up, and
this is just a war wound. Right? Yeah. No, this is merely a scratch.
Yeah. So this black knight shows up. They're supposed to go past this crossing, and they just keep cutting off his arms and his legs and shit. And this is like a movie in the late 70s. And it's like, he just like keeps wanting to fuck with him. He's like, no. And they pretty much like push past.
They get him down to what, a head or a body? And
the arms are gone, his legs are gone.
I swear they cut off his head too.
They probably do, yeah.
And then they get eaten by a bunny.
I want to put that on next, man. I want to watch that after this. So the last thing we got is a guy named Balthazar von Dernbach. Balthazar is a fucking sick name.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to name my son.
But the thing is, guess what he was? A witch hunter.
Oh, okay.
The prince and abbot of a mystical town in Fludia. Fludia. In Germany.
Fulda. That's right.
Yeah, there you go. Jesus fuck. I'm at my end of my fucking buzz. I'm getting a little buzz now. Germany was a notorious witch hunter who embarked on a series of trials known as the Florida Witch Trials.
Not Florida.
Florida. Jesus fuck, I can't do a German accent.
Me either, and I'm German.
Well, if you listen to the Hitler episode, Quinn, gotta appreciate that shit. I
can
do that.
Speak one sentence, and I will not.
Witch trials, which lasted between 1603 and 1606, so 3 years. Marga Bien was a wealthy German heiress, which is she inherited money. She was
royalty.
Yeah, in a sense, she was murdered by her second husband. Murdered her second husband.
Dang it!
No, yeah, she murdered her second husband and her children. And her children with him said she attended a Sabbath held by Satan. So all these things about Sabbath is—that's where that comes from. Man. It's like the old centuries, or at least that's what she was forced to confess while being tortured in prison. So she was, she was pretty much forced to confess her going to a Black Sabbath and bringing her children to it. And her children
forced to confess that?
Torture. I'm gonna burn your flesh, choke you to death.
They weren't burned enough to bite off their tongue and bleed out.
Remember this fucking thing you stretch your body out? Fucking
yeah, I know what you mean. I know all that shit, but they're not smart enough to bite their tongue off and bleed out.
But why would she? If she thought she could live at the end of it.
Oh, I didn't.
She was also pregnant.
Whoa.
Yeah. But didn't save her from execution. They don't give a fuck, especially during the 1600s. As a court believed, she was carrying the baby of the devil.
Yeah, they kill her kid for being her.
hers.
No, yeah, and the fact that, like, they want to kill her because she thinks she's a witch and she bores the devil in her womb. So the witch trials in Germany led to 250 suspects over 3 years, but she was the most famous case of all. She was the first burnt at the stake in Germany.
Whoa.
Witches, we got a little off topic.
First in Germany.
High five for the witch.
No, that was pretty good.
We went pretty long. That was fucked. So, like, my thing about this whole subject is the time of it, where it is.
Yeah.
It's fucked. Like, what would you name
either of those Satan children?
Balthazar is a cool name. Balthazar is a
really cool name. I would not name my kid that. You know what? I know I am, like,
it's kind of sad. One of the Baphomet.
Baphomet?
Is a known demon. Do you know do you know the known demon in Satan satanic mythology and stuff?
The snake?
No. Is especially nowadays is the goat. The devil with the goat legs and the goat horns. That's Baphomet. Like there's been celebrities.
He's his own fucking demon.
He's his own demon. And when I introduced my stepbrother to the shit that like my dad's girlfriend's kids, the oldest one to like Ouija boards and stuff, when he started playing it a lot, he mentioned that he talked to a demon with the name B, and I was like, B, and I was like, are you sure? And I was like, was it Baphomet? He's like, yeah, that was it. I was like,
almost like the next in line from Satan.
Well,
right?
In a sense, and I said, if you literally even had something over a Ouija board, say it was Baphomet, you are fucking crazy, and you should not be fucking with it. And he was also this other demon that we like talked to named Zozo. And I was like, you gotta fucking joking me. No, listen to this.
Zozo.
Zozo was a known demon within it's known within the Bible. I had my fucking 19-year-old stepbrother. Listen to me.
I've heard it, man.
No, I've had my 19-year-old stepbrother that I was like just teaching about Ouija boards and like ghosts and stuff.
All the crazy shit.
And I taught him how to make his own Ouija board out of a marker with a piece of paper and a shot glass. He started doing it with his friends all the time. And he said they called upon demons and they were telling him specific numbers and shit. And I was like, you need to stop playing with this shit right now.
Yeah,
I was
like, no. I'm dead serious. People get into it. Excited over this, and then they go too fucking far with
it. I play with Ouija boards. Because it's Halloween, it's October.
There's
since
a
I
point
was fucking
in which you can and can't.
Listen, so I was in grade 7, okay? I'm fucking around with Ouija boards. And when he told me that they were talking to certain demons, and they were telling him numbers of dimensions
like
that they were on, I was like, man, you... And I told him not to fucking touch it anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, you should stop. I was like, when I play Ouija boards, we called upon Harold Houdini and Tupac. Which when we called upon Tupac in my fucking buddy's room, literally, I'm not fucking lying. And Tupac, I don't believe he's even dead. It depends on what you're calling upon.
No, I don't either.
I don't think he's dead. I don't think he's dead. But the thing is, you call upon, it could have been one of my demons or something. I'm lying. We called upon Sid Vicious. That's what made this happen. Sid Vicious was a bass player of the band called Sex Pistols, which is an ancient, that's what it sounds like to everyone.
You're
else.
Scorpio?
Yeah.
I think... You would be stuck with the fucking demon. Demon.
Yeah.
And I'm a Gemini. I got like a half-half.
No,
I got a 50-50 bitch.
I've been told by the Ouija boards that I've probably more by now, but I have 9 spirits following me, half good, half bad. But the thing is, let me say something about spirits and stuff. If you were to have spirits or things that were stuck in this dimension necessarily, maybe if they died, think about this. If somebody died on my street, right? And they got in a car accident, right?
Yeah.
And they were stuck in the alternate dimensions where it's between this life and the next.
They can connect
to you? No, think about this. They would connect to someone they would relate to. They might not even notice it. Is that they might not even know they're
like
dead.
This soul.
And
it's
they
like
might
a
be sitting next
actually,
to us.
I think they'd go to an opposite, like a negative and a
no,
positive
think,
magnet.
Think about this. Please, think about this, okay? Someone died on my street, okay?
Yeah.
They die. They don't realize they're actually dead. They're stuck in their weird purgatory where I've heard about this, where you're kind of like, where you're not acknowledging that you're dead, you're not acknowledging that you're alive, but you think
you're
still alive.
You're in a very
so
different...
if you feel stuck, you would connect to people that are talking about this.
Yeah,
or
and
know
you're almost
about
hearing
it.
Everything around you, but you zone into whatever is something
so
that you would
so someone
be
would
to?
Attach to you or me because we're talking about this right
something
now.
Something that you'd think of.
Yes. And, like, these souls could connect to you. And the fact that they want to follow you around. Like, get this.
They want to get to know you.
How about this? Yeah, exactly. How about this, okay? Say somebody dies in a bar. And they're an alcoholic. And they have... Listen to this. Okay? They have a heart attack. And they die in a bar. and they kind of they don't know they're dead when they wake up from that death, right? Their souls is like in purgatory, and that's what purgatory would be.
Until
like,
people stop and talking
they
to
would
them, right?
Sit with you, and they would not be able to drink, but they would embody themselves. Listen to this. Sitting with you and having the drink over and over in their mouth, so they were used to it, and it would be like
they'd walk over to the next guy once you leave and be like,
And they're practicing the same things they did in life, and they're stuck here forever. That would purgatory, I think,
I
would
think
be.
I think that's more of a time interconnection kind of thing. Me too. It's like, was their life through so much time. This is what time
it would,
remembers.
You know how,
as
I, like,
them.
When I say, when we said earlier, hell is a manifestation of the mind.
Yeah.
And it would be like when you're dying on your deathbed and you're a total maybe religious Christian and you're like, I'm going to fucking, in a sense, I'm going to wake up in hell because I made so many mistakes.
Yeah.
Because you put that in your mind,
you
would. You
wake up
so
in a frame of hell.
If you died in an instant and you didn't think about the things we think about and you only thought about that next drink, you would live in a purgatory where you would sit at that bar forever, stuck at that bar, and that's why
exactly,
you're a ghost.
Wanting that next drink, not that
all right,
next.
We're ending this, but that's
all
a
right,
trippy.
All right.
In a sense, right? That they sit there in that same place, and that's what purgatory would be to sit there and have that drink with that person.
Yeah, that
you
last
might not
thing
be able
they
to
remember.
Yes,
that
exactly.
Last thing that made them happy. High
five.
High fives and high
five.
I can't if we can get it.
All right. That was witches. Man, that was fucking
perfect.
Good.
Perfect.
That was good.
That hurt
that
my
shit.
Knuckle. I got to
All right. While we're ending this, that strange brew. That was fun, man.
Happy Halloween.
Strange brew. Yeah, exactly. Sick. Yeah, we're going to do the next one's going to be even crazier, probably. But we drank a little too much, but that was fun.
This time?
Maybe. We got off a little off topic, but I liked it. Let's do something more crazier next time. Follow Strange Brew on Strange Brew Canada on Instagram. You know, I got Tom Cat, aka Tom Thompson, right, talking. And you got Justin Taze. We're killing shit.
Justin Taze.
Yo, peace out, motherfuckers. Happy Halloween.